Now, let's get started with wellness. We were supposed to have Dr. Tony Bright with us this morning, plastic surgery associates, but a strange thing happened on the way to the office. Jody Perret is with us. Jody, what happened?
Well, I got a notice when I got to work that Dr. Bright wasn't going to be in today. So he is out ill. So as we all know, it happens to everybody. And unfortunately, we had to make do, and we're making today work.
And I shared with you, I haven't had you on in a while, and very seldom do we do this by phone. But this morning, with all that you have going on, you're not practicing any plastic surgery yourself, right?
No, I'm actually in a meeting, so I stepped out just to talk to you, Bill.
Oh, I feel special. So we'd better use the time wisely, right?
Yes.
Skin issues, summertime. What should we know? And you can't even look across the desk at me, so I have an advantage.
Yes, that's right. No, with the summer hitting us real hard, not having that spring, just remember you always need to wear your sunscreen. You need to reapply it, put it on in the morning before you go to work, go outside, reapply it midday so that you are fully covered. The sun has just gotten so hot and potent that if you are not protecting your skin now, you could end up with that skin cancer. If you are young and you think, oh, I don't need to protect it now, now is the time specifically that you need to start wearing that sunscreen, because it's going to help in the future when you do get into your 50s, 60s, 70s. Your skin is going to look more youthful. It's still going to have the elasticity, and you're going to wish at that point that you would have started using it in your 20s.
Even if you wear a baseball cap, your ears are still out there. And sometimes ears are affected, and I was affected with a little cancer on my ears a few years ago.
Yes, those people that ranch, farm, who are outside all the time gardening, protecting your ears is big. I know ladies who pull their hair back in a ponytail, your ears are showing also. So putting sunscreen on any exposed part, your nose, your ears, your entire face, is very important. And, of course, don't forget the rest of your body. But for the youthfulness, yes, keeping it on your face is the most important thing to do.
And I did fix a ear 5 years ago. I had to fix an eyebrow this year, had stitches. And, you know, my wife, the GI nurse, said, you know, when you have a cancer on your eyebrow, it's very close to your brain. Get it taken care of.
So absolutely.
It scared me. And I went to see my mom, and she said, what happened to you? And I explained it, and she said, I've had that all my life. So is there a little hereditary segment with that that could affect families?
There are, and I don't know the exact specifics on it, but yes, hereditary skin diseases can flow in any family. Melanoma is very common. If you have ancestors that have had melanoma, you need to just keep a really close eye on your skin, any changing lesions, any questionable sites on your skin, because you have a higher susceptibility to receive or grow melanoma.
Sunscreen, of course, is rated. If you're getting 20 or 30, maybe something a little more drastic would help you.
Yeah, we say 30 is usually a pretty good broadband, but if you're going to the locations closer to the equator, on vacation, you know, always thinking about a 50 doesn't hurt. Anything more than 30 is a bonus, but 30 is going to help you tremendously.
If you're out in the sun several hours, do you need to adapt and add some every hour, 5 hours? What do you need to do, Jody?
Well, each sunscreen has its own rating for water involved. Some of them are rated for like 80 minutes in the water. Some are 90 minutes. Some are 40 minutes. So you need to really look at that, see what your rating is, and reapply as needed. If you're outside all day, not in water, absolutely. Every couple hours, it's best to reapply.
And you do have professional sunscreen and products at plastic surgery.
We do. We have a physician grade, so it has a higher active ingredient in it. Probably may represent the same ingredients that you can get at a big box store, but the FDA will monitor the active ingredient in our product versus what you can buy over the counter. So coming to a medical grade skincare line is always going to get you a better active ingredient and not just all of the other ingredients.
Website might be pretty important if people are saying, I need to check it now. Where do they go?
Plastic Surgery Associates of SD.com is our website. Or if you have any questions, just give us a call at 335-3349, and we can certainly get those answered for you.
summer, good time to lose weight. And if you need some help with the weight, Cool Sculpting might be a target.
Yes, Cool Sculpting has really hit the market. And we are the only Cool Sculpting experts in the area that have two Cool Sculpting machines. So we can dual sculpt, meaning we can do two areas of the body at once to eliminate your treatment time, or we can even do two people at once. So we have the newest heads to the machine. They have less treatment time, less discomfort, better results because you can tweak it a little bit based on every individual's body. So in the summertime, if you don't want to be laid up with liposuction, Cool Sculpting may be an option for you. We do offer free consultations with our Cool Sculpting expert who has gone to an advanced training out on the East Coast. She's very informative and very knowledgeable. You can come in, see what she has to say. We'll give you an idea of what you're looking at for prices, and then we can go from there. But Cool Sculpting does take about 3 months to fully see your result. And so if you're looking at doing it now, by fall you're going to be looking where you're going to be at. You won't have the downtime in the summer, but yet you're still getting treated and feeling better about yourself.
Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates of?
South Dakota and Spencer, Iowa.
See, you did that quickly, and I didn't even give you notes on that, so that was good. Breast reconstructions, reductions, augmentation, what else?
Yes, we do all kinds of breast surgery. You name it, we do it. We also do the reconstruction if you've been in a horrible accident, you have scars, you have open wounds. We are here. Our doctors are trauma physicians as well as cosmetic and reconstructive surgeons. So if you need to have a specialist look at something, we are generally here for it. Again, skin cancers, unsightly moles, lesions, we can see you for that as well. Sometimes it takes longer to get into a dermatologist than it does a plastic surgeon. So we are here for you to help you in any need, desire you want.
Recovery time, insurance, what do we need to know?
Recovery time is different for every individual procedure. So like an abdominoplasty or a facelift, those are bigger procedures and they're going to have a little bit more downtime than like a standard augmentation or some liposuction or blepharoplasty. Those are a little quicker recovery time. So anywhere from a week to 6 weeks is going to depend on what you're having done and the complexity of what you're doing. We do have several insurance companies that will assist with breast reductions. If you meet their medical criteria, and every insurance company has a set medical policy that you need to meet criteria before they will approve it. So if you're not having much of a reduction, they may not approve it. If you have all the symptoms and you're having a significant reduction, there's a good chance they will approve it. And we'll contact them for you, so you don't need to do any of the legwork.
Appointments and local docs, kind of homegrown.
Absolutely. Both of our doctors were born and raised in South Dakota. Dr. Bright was born or raised in Sioux Falls. Dr. Miller in Watertown, Aberdeen area. So they know what the Midwest is all about. They know what the patients are expecting. They're not expecting the East Coast, West Coast looks. We're expecting more of a natural look. If you come in and ask for a specific look, they will do what you're desired to do. They'll give you their full consultation on what their thoughts would be. You can tell them what you would want. They can consult you on that. So they are only going to do what's best for you as a patient and what your desires are.
I do know if we're in the last quarter of the year, you have people really battling to get in. How about now,
yes,
where the temperatures are warmer?
Absolutely. If you're looking at knowing you're going to do a surgery by the end of the year, getting in now for the consultation so we can get the paperwork all taken care of and getting you on the schedule for the end of the year is the best thing to do. Come October, November, I can't make any guarantees that we're going to get you in by the end of the year because our schedules do fill up full. Probably by the middle of October, we'll be full for the end of the year.
Most asked question.
It's the same one. How soon can I get in and have it done? So that's been pretty easy around here. We've been getting everybody in for a consultation generally within a couple weeks. Dr. Bright's schedule's a little bit fuller, so it takes a little bit longer to get in. Dr. Miller, he's probably 2 weeks out. Surgeries can vary depending upon what you're having done, anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 weeks.
And you just don't serve Sioux Falls. You serve other communities because you understand that people sometimes have difficulty getting to the big city.
Absolutely. We travel, so you don't have to. Dr. Miller does go to Watertown once a month, Yankton once a month, Dakota Dunes three times a month. Dr. Bright will go to Dakota Dunes and Spencer, Iowa.
Jody Perrett, Plastic Surgery Associates. If you want to hear this interview, you guys post them online.
We do. We have a blog section on our website.
And I like to wave and smile and say, I was with Jody today. She did a great job. Jody, thank you. Go back to your meeting.
I'm going to. Have a great day.
Thanks.